text, Hallmark Channel presents a Bramble House Christmas. A city park and streets covered in snow. In a house, a dark-haired woman on the phone.
No, I realize it's hard to place a new healthcare aide around the holidays, but anything you have, really anything at all, I would appreciate it. Yes, thank you so much.
She hangs up.
Coming!
A boy reads on the couch.
Scout, homework.
After this chapter.
Hi.
Hello, Fairchild?
Yes?
Registered mail.
Oh, thank you.
An envelope.
Buddy, I'm serious.
Everyday Sam's best friend's dog was kidnapped. And it's not the first one in the neighborhood.
What in the world?
She opens a letter.
What's a notice to
beneficiaries and claimants?
What does that mean?
Mr. Conrad left me something in his will.
After he died? What did he leave?
$100,000.
Who is this person?
Her name is Willa Fairchild. She was Dad's nurse during his last few months.
And he left her $100,000 and left us...
Something much more valuable than money. Finn.
Man stomps out.
Finn.
Dear Willa, I can't thank you enough for everything you did for me. You and Scout are very lucky to have each other. You made the right decision to put your family first. You gave your son a second chance. Now it's your turn. This has to be a mistake.
Finn!
Leaving us when we were kids wasn't enough, huh? Never calling, never reaching out, and now this?
Look, I get it, okay? He didn't call when he was sick, he didn't reach out, he didn't want us to know.
Or maybe she kept him from reaching out. The nurse. He drew up a brand new will. Days before he died, and he left the entire estate to her?
Come on, you hear about these caregivers taking advantage of their patients all the time.
Finn, I...
What other explanation could there be?
That we were never in the will. And we were never going to be. Look, Finn, there's something else you need to know. It appears that our father arranged for this nurse to have an all-expense-paid vacation to a bed and breakfast called Bramble House in Oregon. 2 weeks over Christmas.
No. No, no.
He gets in a car. His sister watches with folded arms. Willa.
Don't wait till it's too late like I did to figure out what you want in life. Be Scout's example. Promise me.
What does that mean?
It means that he's an incredibly thoughtful man.
What if I'm not all the way better yet?
Okay, so the doctor said you can do anything you want now, right? So we will just take it at your speed. Look, maybe Mr. Conrad is right. We both got a second chance, and we shouldn't waste it. Maybe this can be the Christmas we deserve after everything we've been through the last 2 years. What do you say?
He nods.
Yeah?
She hugs the boy tightly. Evening. Finn returns home to his sister.
Yeah, so I talked to the lawyer, and she said that if we want to contest the will, that we need to prove that the nurse used undue influence or deception to get the money. And we need to do it before the end of the year, December 31st.
How would we do that?
Well, I'm having her draw up an injunction to stop the will from getting paid out, and I'm going to go confront this nurse and tell her to back off, or we will take her to court and we will win.
Do you really want to do that?
He's still our father. I mean, don't we have to find out if this woman was taking advantage of him?
I can't rest unless I look her in the eye and find out the truth.
Willa's car drives on a snowy mountain road lined with pine trees. Scout reads in the back seat.
Kidnap the neighborhood dogs. But now, the kidnapper is him.
How exciting.
Hey, buddy, I don't think that you have looked up since we left the airport. Why don't you check out your window? Look at the sky. Look how clear the air is.
She rolls down the windows and leans out.
How much longer till Bramble?
Half hour.
Scout blinks with wonder. The car pulls into a small town where people walk the main street decorated with Christmas trees.
It's pretty different than the city, huh?
They stop at an inn glittering with lights.
Scout, isn't this beautiful?
No. Look at all those lights.
Oh, the lights.
Hello? Can we help you with that?
I'm fine, thank you.
Please, we have four hands.
Oh, are you Willa and Scout?
Oh, hi. I'm Mabel. Mabel Bramble, your host.
They enter the spacious wood-floored inn.
Welcome.
Please, come in. Come in.
Oh, this is just the worst time of year to be on the injured list.
How did you do it?
Horseback riding.
It's just not Christmas until the tree is trimmed.
Really?
I think it looks beautiful. And, you know, we can help. You can just put us to work.
My mom loves to decorate.
Absolutely not. You're my guests.
All right.
Let's find this register, and then I'll give you the tour. My family's lived here for 130 years. It'll be you, our town, Santa, and then just one other guest.
Those pictures are of my relatives who founded Bramble after Oregon was settled.
Did they all live in this house?
They sure did.
All right, let's continue. We have games for those extra snowy days. We have skates in lots of sizes for the rink that's just down the road. In the afternoons, I leave treats, hot chocolate, cookies. Welcome to Bramble House.
She hands Will a key. Will and Scout smile at each other. They roll their bags into their suite.
This is magic.
Definitely.
He climbs on the bed.
I read that there's a hike that starts right out in back of Bramble House. What do you think?
He stares at his book.
Hey, buddy. I love how much you read, but we came somewhere entirely new. So let's get outside and have some adventures, okay? What do you think if we go get some marshmallows and roast them in the outdoor fire pit?
Marshmallows?
Mm-hmm.
Finn clenches his steering wheel and glances down at the injunction documents in his passenger seat. At the inn, Will and Scout toast marshmallows over a fire pit.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm. Will Santa know we're here?
Yes, I wrote him a letter.
You know, I'm fine with just his presents this year. You don't have to get me extra.
Why do you say that?
Well, you don't have a job right now. So,
you don't need to worry about that, okay? Everything is going to be fine.
They smile at each other and bite toasted marshmallows. Later, Scout sleeps with his book dog-eared on his lap. Willis eyes looking at job listings for medical careers on her laptop. She stares into the distance and closes the laptop.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
She sits on the wooden staircase of the inn, smiling to herself and looking at the Christmas tree and boxes of ornaments.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again.
She wraps pine garlands and lights around the banister of the staircase railing. She ties red bows and stuffs red fake berries among the branches.
Toys in every store. But the prettiest.
Finn's car pulls into the drive of the inn.
The holly that will be on your own front door. And the thing that'll make them ring.
Willa sinks back onto the stairs, gazing at her handiwork. Right, she peers at the front door as Finn enters.
Hello. Oh, hey. Sorry, I'm so late. I couldn't find a gas station, and then I lost my GPS signal out on those back roads.
Willa stands with arms folded and smiles.
This is Bramble House, right? And you're Mabel?
No, I'm Willa. I'm just a guest. I'm Willa Fairchild. Mabel, I think, already went to bed, but I can figure out how to check you in.
His brow furrows.
your Willa Fairchild?
She probably left you a key right here. Although she probably wouldn't want me just handing it to a stranger. Let me make sure that she has your name in the book. What is your name?
It's Finn. Finn
Knightley. You're right here. Then you are who you say you are. I'll show you up.
Actually, I need to ask you a question.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to answer it.
No, I think you can. I think, Miss Fairchild, you...
Mom?
Oh, sweetheart.
I woke up and I couldn't find you.
I'm so sorry. You were in a strange place all by yourself. I'm sorry. Can I take you back to bed? Okay. This is Finn. He's a new guest at Bramble House. Can you say hi?
Scout waves.
Okay, let's go. Grab your stuff. I'll show you your room.
Willa leads Scout back upstairs. The boy rubs his eyes. Finn blinks and turns to the door, looking back over his shoulder at Willa. Daytime. Willa's seating up in the bed of her suite.
Scout? Scout!
She swings her head around and breaks into a smile, seeing Scout's legs peeking under the window curtain. He opens the curtains.
I didn't want to turn on the light and wake you up. But, Mom? Mm-hmm.
He climbs into bed.
Was that guy from last night? Was his full name Finn Knightley?
Yeah.
He's the illustrator of Everyday Sam. He's staying here. Can we ask him about his next book? Maybe he'll be at breakfast. Come on.
Scout.
He grins.
Pajamas.
Downstairs, a man in red jacket with white trim polishes his glasses.
Mom, look.
The man turns.
Well, hi there.
Mabel said the town Santa was staying here. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Willa, and this is my son, Scout.
Well, hi, a Scout. Nice to meet you. You know, my real name is Ken. Did you know that Santa had helpers all over the world collecting Christmas wishes from kids? Oh. Well, my favorite thing in the whole world to do is hear those wishes. You got yours yet?
My Christmas wish already came true.
Really?
But maybe there's a few toys I could add in?
Sure thing, and I'll get them to the big guy. But here's my question. Does anyone else smell bacon?
Your favorite. Let's go get some.
Mabel, let me help you with that.
No, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
A breakfast spread.
Well, this is amazing. Everything looks delicious.
Can I get anybody coffee, tea? Marshmallows?
Mabel cocks her head.
We roasted some last night, and...
Did you put the garland on the steps, too?
I couldn't sleep. Fixing things up relaxes me.
I do the decorations. And the dessert. What you did was very thoughtful. Don't do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Ken and Willa share a glance.
She's tough.
They serve themselves.
Not too tough. We grew up together.
Oh.
I've been living in Portland for the last 20 years, but I always come back to Bramble to be Santa. She's just mad that she hurt herself ice skating.
Ice skating? She told me horseback riding.
Oh, she's always been a slippery one. Hi. Good morning, I'm Ken.
Hey, Finn. Morning.
Good morning. My son has discovered that you are the illustrator of one of his favorite books. He's a huge Everyday Sam fan.
Finn grins.
Is that so?
I've read the first 10 books twice, and I'm on the 11th. Are you here working on the next one?
I am. Actually, the one that comes out next Christmas. Yeah. I'm doing some sketching later today in the park, if you'd like to check it out.
Oh, thank you, but no, we're, planning a mellow day, and...
You guys don't want to miss the Christmas stroll.
The Christmas stroll? Mr. Conrad said it was awesome.
Yes, and it starts today.
And I can always use help with a stand-in for Sam. When I'm drawing, you'd actually be doing me a huge favor.
I get to be Sam?
Well, I guess we'll be joining you.
Finn nods.
Right.
Finn, Will, and Scout stroll the city's decorated streets packed with people.
This place will be great for your book, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What should I do?
Why don't you go stand with those carolers over there? Pretend you're singing.
Is it all right?
As long as you stay where I can see you.
Scout dashes over to the costume singers.
Perfect.
Finn sits on a bench with his sketchpad in front of him drawing. Scout waves. Willa smiles and looks on as Finn sketches with pencil.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to disturb
you. No, not at all. Please, have a seat. I'm just roughing it out.
Really?
Yeah, come. Chat.
She sits next to him, brushing her hair from her face.
You have a great job. Getting to go to beautiful places and always having a way to record them.
Yeah, it is. What about you? What do you do?
It's nothing as glamorous as that. I've been working as a health aide.
A nurse?
Not quite. I did all the coursework, but just...
But you didn't want to finish?
It's complicated.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know your situation, so it must be... You must meet some pretty interesting characters along the way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Any that stick out?
I'm sorry, I can't really talk about my patients.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. I was just thinking that, you know, they must really depend on you and open up. It's kind of like that.
Mr. Knightley, I...
Finn, please. And, yeah, I know I'm being nosy, but it's just kind of part of my job description to kind of hear people's stories so I can portray them in my work. And you do something I don't know anything about, so...
She opens and closes her mouth.
It is sort of like that. Everyone has a story, and when people are laid up or they're hurting and you get them one-on-one... They do tend to open up.
What kind of stuff do they say? I know. Okay, I heard it. Well, I just think that you seem like the kind of person that a lot of people would like to talk to.
He nods, straight-faced. She smiles and looks down. Scout runs out.
There's a chocolate shop over there. And Mr. Conrad says they have the best hot chocolate here.
They do? Well, then let's go get some. it was really nice talking with you.
And you.
Mr. Knightley's not coming?
Oh, no. Call me Finn, please. Well, I would love a hot chocolate if it's okay with...
Yeah, please, come with us.
Just let me... Put it right there.
He grabs his bag.
Put it right there.
He grabs his bag. Finn and Scout carry hot chocolate to a table. Gingerbread houses decorate the shop.
So, who's Mr. Conrad?
He's one of my mom's patients.
Scout.
What? He was really nice.
There were a few days when my childcare fell through, and he was very understanding.
We played cards, and he taught me how to bet in poker. We also watched skating on TV. He loves speed skating.
He loves skating. He did, huh?
He wanted to teach me. He taught his son when he was my age.
Finn's eyes dart.
And he's the one that recommended this place.
He spent his first 5 Christmases here, and he had very fond memories.
He's the one who gave us this trip.
It was a surprise for me, too. Scout has always wanted to learn how to skate.
I could teach him.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't what I was saying. I just...
No, both of you. Yeah, I mean, I think I saw a rink by Bramble House, and I'm pretty sure Mabel loans out skates, so...
Could we?
Well, if if Finn has the time, then...
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yeah.
A blonde woman approaches.
Hey, I'm Sage. I'm the owner.
Nice to meet you. You do amazing work. This is delicious.
Oh, thank you. Well, we just love it when families come into town.
Oh, we're not. No, he belongs to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just tagging along for the sugar rush. So.
Well, hey, while you're here, you've got to try a sample of our famous chocolate truffles. They are to die for.
Can I?
Yes. Come with me.
Scout follows Sage to the counter.
You know, Scout has really loved your Everyday Sam books. A hero in everyday life. That's a great gift to some kids.
Wow, thank you. It's nothing like the hard work you do. Patients must be very grateful. Do all of them give you gifts like this?
Like this? No, no, never.
Why do you think Mr. Conrad did?
Well, because we connected. We shared things about our life. We were close. I don't know, maybe I should have turned it down.
He shakes his head.
Why did you take it?
Honestly, because it's been a very difficult couple of years. And because I promised him I would take every chance I was given.
What did the family think?
You know, they never reached out. I really wish they had. I could tell them quite a lot, but I'm not sure they cared.
We don't really know them.
Her eyes widen.
Do you?
No, you're right. I don't. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have opened that door, and that's on me.
No, no. I get it. I've been... Yeah. Sorry.
He stands.
I should go finish up some work. I will see you back at Bramble House.
Finn, did I say something to
offend
you?
No. It's all good. I should finish up these drawings, and I will see you later.
She nods and he brushes past their table and outside. On the sidewalk, he talks on the phone.
So you didn't tell her about the injection? You didn't confront her?
Well, her son stumbled out of bed last night when I was about to. And he's been with her ever since.
So she's a mom?
A single mom by the looks of it.
You know, her kids met Dad too. I mean, they watched skating together.
Played cards. It was so hard for me to hear.
So when are you going to tell her about the injunction? With less than 2 weeks out.
If we confront her with the papers too soon, she's going to shut down, and then we won't get the answers we need.
We need a confession. I will talk
to the owner and see if I can get an extra day or two, and then...
Start down this road.
Malls, don't worry. I got this.
Willa and Sage.
Hi. Could I buy a small box of those chocolate truffles?
Oh.
I want to get a gift as a thank you for the owner of Bramble House.
Oh, you two are staying at Bramble House. That's my aunt's place.
Mabel is your aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking of getting her some ornaments.
Oh, she won't like that at all.
She's a little controlling.
Well, I'll say she likes everything just the way she likes it. She's still mad she hurt herself sledding?
Sledding. Now, you know, I think I like your aunt more and more every day.
You know, my daughter and I were headed out to do some errands. She's about your son's age. You want some company?
That'd be nice.
Ken spots Finn entering Bramble House.
Oh, hey, Finn.
Hey.
Did I hear that you're a children's book illustrator?
Yeah, that's right.
Because every Christmas Eve, I do a reading for the kids in town from the night before Christmas. And we try to get a special guest for them. Interested in that?
Oh, thanks, but I'm not going to be here through Christmas Eve. Home for the holidays, family.
Right, of course. Well, maybe another time.
Sure.
Willa and Sage.
What about Bramble House? Has it always been a B&B?
Actually, it was a family home for generations.
Mabel was living there till the recession hit.
They had almost put it up for sale, and she single-handedly saved it by turning it into a B&B. Honestly, don't know how she does it all alone.
Mom, look, it's Finn's book. Can I go in and show Savannah?
Of course, sure.
The kids run into the gift and book shop, followed by their moms.
There they are.
He likes that thing. And you guys seem pretty friendly.
Sorry, just kick me. I blur things out.
Look, that's my friend.
Really?
Yeah, and he's here writing a new book.
You're the opposite. Private?
I used to be. Yeah, I'm trying not to anymore. I just don't want to miss the world.
A pastel snowflake ornament.
These are so beautiful.
Willa lifts the price tag and her smile fades.
You know what? I think we're going to try a little homemade magic. Hey, Scout. Come here.
Let's go.
Willa and Scout outside the inn.
Look at all those presents.
Yeah, I bet Mabel is going to try to get all of them in herself, too.
He should help.
Good idea.
Mabel limps with her cane.
What are you doing?
Helping.
We saw these sitting in your trunk and thought we would help out by bringing them in.
I just dropped off a batch and then was going to head back out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so sorry. I should have asked first. That was my mistake. But since they're all inside now...
Mabel sweeps her arm.
Yep. Right there under the tree.
Scout and Willa carry their load of presents to the tree. Willa clasps her hands.
If you ever need anything else or want anything else, just feel free to ask. Never mind.
Willa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Willa leads Scout out.
Can we make gingerbread houses now?
As long as Mabel doesn't see.
Finn enters.
Hey, Finn, want to make gingerbread houses with us?
No, that's okay. We don't want to disturb you.
No. Actually, I would love to. But I gotta warn you, I'm a gingerbread house champion.
Are you really?
Yep.
Well, we will see about that because I think you may have met your match.
Is that so? Well, game on, good sir.
Mom, isn't this one great?
You guys are amazing. You see, this is what happens when you put two gingerbread experts together.
Yeah, it is.
Mine, on the other hand, is having some trouble.
Can I give you a hand? I think I see the problem.
Dang. Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, just keep sliding.
Extra icing on top there. There you go. And then just. No,
that's what I did.
No, I know, but you want to hold it up at the top and hold it until it dries.
Okay.
Finn leans over Willa.
Yeah.
He sits back down.
Sorry I left so abruptly earlier. I'm the one who invited you into town, and it was.
No, it was nice. I'm glad we came.
Good. And so you two are staying through Christmas?
New Year's, and then it's back to reality.
What's reality?
Scout goes back to school, and hopefully I have a new job by then, because money has been tight.
I thought you just finished a job.
Well, we've had some extra expenses this year.
What kind?
She smiles, shaking her head.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, I tell you what, why don't you ask me anything and I will answer.
What's the new plot of the Everyday Sam book?
Except that. I am sworn to secrecy. But I'll tell you what, the town carriage ride starts in an hour and I actually need to draw Sam near horses because he rides a horse in the next book. So I was wondering if you would want another modeling gig?
Are you... Mom, we're going on a carriage ride right now.
If it's all right.
I guess we're going on a carriage ride.
Finn and Scout high five.
Finish this up.
Okay.
They stick candy to the house. Lights twinkle on densely packed Christmas trees in the town center. Finn, Scout, and Willa stand in line for a carriage ride.
We're next. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. Can I go say hi?
Yes, just stay with Savannah and stay right where I can see you, okay?
Don't worry, Mom. I got this.
He's a great kid.
He's really over the moon that you've taken an interest.
Well, I like him.
Have you ever seen anything like this town?
Next up!
You're up, bud.
The three sit in the back of a white wooden horse-drawn carriage driven by a man in a suit.
Hey, Scout. Look around you and then close your eyes. Okay, put everything you just saw into your brain like a picture. That way you can keep it even after we've gone. Okay, now open them.
belongs to you now.
Scout looks around with wide eyes. The carriage rolls past a glittering trees. Later they stand in a gazebo and Finn draws Scout on Santa's lap.
It's been so long since I've seen Scout having such a wonderful time, and now you're drawing a custom portrait of him with Santa?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Scout would lose his mind if some version of that ended up in everyday Santa.
Can I tell you my wish?
No, because then it won't come true.
That's only birthdays. I wish... Can I tell you then?
Yeah, sure, why not? Oh.
Okay, well, now I want to know.
Too late. Now tell me yours.
Oh, well, I haven't made a Christmas wish for quite some time.
Well, you are going to have to get started on that soon. That's what Christmas is for, to remind us that wishes can come true.
Santa and Scout fist bump. In Bramble House, Willa tucks Scout into bed.
So, skating tomorrow? And maybe make a snowman and...
What? You want to do all of that in one day?
I want to do everything now. The doctor said go at my speed. Maybe my speed is changing. It's really cool that Finn Knightley wants to teach me how to skate. He's really, really nice, isn't he?
He really, really is.
She grasps his hand.
Okay, get some sleep.
How am I supposed to sleep now?
I'm going to be right across the hall in the library, okay? Hey, buddy. Are you sure you don't want to tell me what your Christmas wish was?
I want to stay here longer. For as long as we can.
It is pretty great, right?
It's the best place I ever came to.
I love you, Scout. Good night.
Good night.
He lays down and she turns off the light. He closes his eyes against the checkered pillowcase. Willa sits downstairs in an easy chair, frowning at her laptop. Finn comes in looking at his notebook.
You look cozy. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I was just going to, Do you mind?
Of course.
He sits at the table and smiles.
Job market. Slim pickings.
Yeah. Do you ever think about going back and finishing your degree?
Yeah, I just don't think that'd be right for me.
Right, yeah. I guess managing school and work would be pretty hard, huh? And I guess Scout's dad isn't in the picture?
Well, we divorced a few years ago, and now he's a birthday and Christmas card kind of dad.
She paces.
You said that you and your dad weren't close. Was he in your life?
He was until I was 10, and then... He disappeared 2 days after Christmas one year.
She stares at him.
The end.
And you never saw him again? That's so sad.
She looks down.
Is that kind of what happened with Scout's dad? He...
It was more gradual. I'm just still trying to figure out how to help Scout through it. And if you don't mind... What helped you?
Oh, my mom, my sister, yeah. A decent stepdad, and, my art. Yeah.
You do what you love.
Hmm. You don't love your job?
I love the people I've met. Really, it was Mr. Conrad who affected me the most, because he showed me that it's okay to want a rewarding life for myself.
He said that.
He said so many things. I think the thing that stuck with me the most is that I'm Scout's example of how to live. And he encouraged me to do a better job of it than he did with his own children.
Finn narrows his eyes. Outside the window, snowflakes fall.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's snowing.
It's beautiful. Let's go grab our coats.
She grins. They walk on the porch.
Can I ask, why do you keep asking about Mr. Conrad and my work?
Am I?
I just feel like you want to hear something bad about it or about me.
Oh, no. I think I'm just all out of sorts with what's going on in my own life. I really wanted to say some things to my dad, and I just really wish... Yeah, now it's too late.
I could listen to what you wanted to say. That can be very healing, and I'm here.
Wow, that's... No wonder people open up to you, tell you their secrets. I mean, being there for people, that's what you love.
I don't know if it's that simple.
What if it is? It's yours to choose. What's holding you back?
They gaze at each other.
Scout might wake up and wonder where I am. And you need to work.
Sorry if I said the wrong thing.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't. You said incredibly nice things.
She shakes her head slightly.
Look, if you meant it about teaching Scout how to skate, and me, I'd like that.
I would be happy to. Tomorrow morning? And you.
Okay.
Okay.
Night, Finn.
Night.
They share a long gaze and then break into embarrassed smiles.
Good night.
Night.
Swim.
He brushes his face with his hand and they turn to go inside. In the sitting room, Finn sits heavily in a chair holding the injunction documents. He flips open the folder and behind the papers is a hand-drawn reindeer card. He turns it over, frowning. The back reads, "Love you, Daddy. GFC Jr." He purses his lips and stares into the distance. Morning. Willa comes in the kitchen where Mabel rummages through cupboards.
Where the heck is that pan?
Excuse me. I'm not here to help or anything, don't worry. You said there were ice skates, so if you could just tell me where they are, then... Of course you can't just tell me.
Mabel rushes to a basket of skates.
Okay, if you tell me your sizes, then I can find them for you.
I can take it from here.
There she is. So Mabel, we're still on for that catch-up over coffee?
Oh, I can't. I have the dishes, I have recycling, and I have a handyman coming at 11.
Actually, Scout can handle the recycling, and we will be done skating by 11, so I can wait for the handyman. Look, I know you like to do everything yourself, but you have to admit that when I have helped, it's been useful, so why not let me do it?
I'm fine, really.
Miss Bramble, I have had half a dozen patients who won't admit they need time to recover. They sound just like you. Now, I think that you should go and have coffee with the man who has been coming here for 22 years, and I'm paid through the end of the week, so you can't throw me out for saying all that.
Fine.
Fine? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay then. Well, go get ready.
No more ordering around.
Willa to Ken.
Quick. Go before she changes her mind.
Willa, thank you.
What are Christmas wishes for?
Willa grins and presses her hands together. Finn comes in.
Hey! Found him.
The community ice rink.
Pretty cool rink, huh? Like nighttime during the day. Okay, here we go.
Shoulders back and relax. Just sit in it. Yeah, bend those knees. Gorilla. Yeah, loosen it up.
They wiggle.
What are you laughing at? You're up next, Gorilla.
Just teach one beginner at a time.
We're all in this together. So, make the pizza for me, and we're going to go pizza, pizza, glide, french fries, all right? Step, step, glide.
There you go. Good. You got it.
Oh, Scout, are you okay?
He smiles.
That was amazing.
Kids are natural. Lesson one of ice skating, falling down. Lesson number two, getting back up. There you go, buddy. All right, give me that pizza, pizza, french fries. Push, push, glide.
Willa beams. Finn glides over to her and helps her up.
Okay.
Fun part.
All
yeah.
Right.
You got this. Hold on tight.
Okay.
Huh? And then just push.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Push. You.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I got it. Whoa.
Come on, you got
okay.
This. Nice.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Nice.
and Syngenta.
It's fun.
I know. Look at you. Olympics, here you come. There's your new job.
They both fall.
Olympics, there I go.
Yeah, you okay?
Yes.
You got a little,
He brushes snow from her hair.
Sorry, my hands are cold.
Their eyes meet. She looks down.
Look at me! I'm flying!
You're amazing! Go, go, go! Do you know what time it is? I promised Mabel I would be back at the house by 11 for the handyman. Honey, we gotta go, okay?
Now? Please, Mom, can I stay?
Look, I'll stay.
No.
No, I'd like to. Yeah, we'll skate around for a bit, and then I'll take him through town. You take some time for yourself. A mom's vacation you don't get. Go.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Look at this. Look at your mom.
They skate across the ice.
That's pretty good, huh?
At Bramble House, Willa sips from a mug and takes in the framed photos on the wall. Black and white images of smiling family members. She sets down her mug and opens the front door. It's Sage loaded down with grocery bags.
Hi.
Sage.
Thank you.
Willa takes a bag.
Where's Aunt Mabel? She's in town. What are you doing here? She forgot about the cookie bake?
Sage and Willa frown.
Well, it's our annual tradition to make cookies for the book reading on Christmas Eve. It's also our tradition to eat several dozen while we make them.
But no Mabel.
That's on me. I sent her off to have her annual coffee with Ken.
Santa Ken, huh?
Okay, wait. You see it too? He's had a crush on my aunt for 20 years.
She has no idea?
I don't think Ken's ever worked the nerve up to tell her.
Or maybe your aunt's too scary.
Savannah's coming over later. Where's Scout?
With Finn. In fact, they are probably at your chocolate shop right now.
With Finn, huh?
Willa smiles to herself. In the chocolate shop, Scout and Finn drink cocoa.
How do you draw all those things in the books?
How do I draw all those things in the books? Well, I learned a few secrets a long time ago from a very special teacher. Basically, all it is modified shapes. Okay, so if I'm doing a face, we start off with like a nice, just roughen an oval like that. Two little ovals for the eyes, and then an open triangle for the nose, and then a little line for the mouth, and then you kind of just go all crazy for the hair like that. And then there it is. Give it a title. Every piece of art has a title or a caption, so what do you think it should be called?
Scout loves chocolate?
Scout loves chocolate. Truth in art. Sounds perfect. There you go. All done. Yeah. Whoop. There you go.
For me?
You bet.
Can you do another one?
Sure. What would you like to see?
How about me skating?
Me skating. Sounds good. Why did you want to learn about skating? Was it because of talking to Mr. Conrad?
Well, I've always wanted to learn, but he told me a lot about it. And he was really smart. And he told me funny stories.
Yeah? What kind of stories?
About places he went, people he met, and funny things his kids did when they were my age.
Yeah, like what? What kind of things?
He showed me some ornaments they made. But I think Christmas made him sad.
Yeah? Why do you think that is? Do you know?
Because even though they were growing up, I think he wanted to have another Christmas with them.
Finn nods unsmiling and looks at his sketch.
Okay, I think one very last piece. Okay, get in there.
They each eat a piece of chocolate and smile while chewing. In Bramble House, Willa and Sage sprinkle flour and roll dough.
I've just been so focused on Scout these last few years, I barely even remember what it's like to have a conversation with a man, let alone date one.
Then it's time.
Why are we even talking about this? Nothing's happened.
Except you're thinking about it.
I had a patient who gave me an extraordinary gift. He challenged me to live the life I dream of.
So?
The problem is I don't remember what my dreams are. And I don't want to just get by. But what do you do when you've been given a second chance at life and you don't know what to do with it?
What if he just took one step? And then another. And then another. All you have to do is ask yourself, what's step one?
Willa smiles and nods, rolling her dolomb.
Okay.
A drawing of a boy speeding on ice skates.
Scout?
Scout loves skating.
Scout loves skating. Okay, the Scout Love series, we'll call it. You, I'm our new copywriter. Done.
Maybe I could put these together, like a present for my mom. Your drawings and my captions. I could also write a story around them. Or we don't have to. I could do something else.
No, I'm sure she would love it. And maybe someday you'll even write your own book.
Me? Write a book?
Oh, why not? You've read so many. I bet you'd make a great writer. Is that what you want to be when you grow up?
Scout blinks and frowns.
I was really sick the last 2 years. I thought I might die.
Finn's brow furrows.
Scout is...
So everyone stopped asking what I wanted to be when I grew up. I had this operation on my heart last May. It was a new kind of operation that they didn't have before, so I was real lucky.
Yeah, that's,
He pats Scout's back.
Wow, That's amazing.
My mom says we both got a second chance. So, maybe I could be a writer.
Finn looks at phone.
All right, one sec. Maybe that's your... Yep.
What is it?
Oh, your mom says that she and Sage are making a lot of cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I agree.
You know, we have a lot in common. We both like skating and Everyday Sam. And our fathers weren't here for Christmas.
Finn smiles falteringly. At the inn, Finn and Scout get out of the car. Scout runs inside.
Thanks, Finn!
Yeah.
Finn pauses outside the entrance, looking up. He follows Scout inside, where Willa, Sage, and Savannah wait with trays of cookies.
Cookies!
Just in time! Want to help decorate? Here, let me get these off.
Willa pulls off Scout's hat and gloves. She turns to Finn.
Welcome back!
Hey, Willa, can I talk to you for a sec?
Of course. Be right back.
She follows Finn out.
Let's decorate.
Hey, is everything okay? Scout wasn't a problem, was he?
No, he's amazing. He's an incredible kid.
Thanks. So is there anything wrong?
He almost died.
What did he tell you?
He told me he had a heart operation and that for 2 years...
For 2 years, we weren't sure he was going to make it. But now he's just a regular kid.
That's what you've been dealing with for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad...
Well, he doesn't really pitch in, so... As the medical bills mounted, Scout and I had to live week to week.
And so this holiday is...
This holiday... This is a dream, given what we've been through.
And your... Mr. Conrad, he knew that.
And it's more than that. He... left us enough money to pay all of Scout's medical bills. $100,000.
Finn nods.
For the operation.
And I don't know how I can ever repay that, except to make sure that Scout has the best life he possibly can, and to take this chance to find what I'm meant to be doing too.
He looks down, then at her.
That's an incredible gift.
I just wish I could tell his children what he's done. You know, how much he changed at the end of his life. When he was younger, he worked hard, but he felt it was a constant source of disappointment to his family, and for some reason thought they would be better off without him. That if he left, his wife could find someone else to love her and raise his kids the way he thought they deserved.
But then in the end,
well, at the end of his life, he felt it was the biggest mistake he'd ever made. But it was too late to change it. Leaving his children was the biggest regret of his life.
Finn presses his lips together and looks out at the yard, his eyes glistening.
Mr. Conrad, his family.
He faces Willa.
They are so lucky that you were there for him. Anybody would be lucky to have you in their life. I mean, it's no wonder. It's no wonder he wanted you to thrive, to have a second chance, Willa.
He steps closer.
I need to tell you something, and I should have told you when we first met.
She looks up at him.
What is happening in my house?
What is happening? we should...
Okay.
Yeah, we
should... Inside, Sage and Mabel.
Okay. I know this looks bad.
You're cooking in my kitchen? Sage, you're my own niece. How could you?
Oh, the heck with all that, Mabel.
Ken.
Did you have an accident? Did you hurt your foot?
Yes.
Right. So can you do all of this by yourself?
No.
Then either you have to let people help you or nothing's going to get done. Your choice.
Mabel glares.
Are you really that stubborn that you'd rather not have a full Christmas around here?
Yes.
Ken rolls his eyes.
These people care for you. If you're incapable of seeing that, I'm sorry.
He turns and leaves. Mabel looks down.
Excuse me.
Mabel limps out of the kitchen after Ken.
Wait.
I'm going for a drive.
Oh, you're angry.
No, I'm not. I just don't understand people who can't see what's right in front of them.
He shoves his hands in his pockets, then turns and exits. Mabel looks back toward the kitchen.
So I was being a tyrant. And I'm sorry. It's just this place should be so much Christmassier by now, and I just didn't know how to accomplish that on my own. So if you amazing people would like to help me with that, I would welcome that.
They smile.
What can we do?
Oh, thank you.
Finn, Will, and Scout hang ornaments on the dense branches of the tree next to the fire.
Yeah, I see this one. Let your heart be
light. From now on, our troubles will. Will hands ornament after ornament to Scout, round baubles of red and green with glitter. They step back and fold their arms, tilting their heads at the festoon tree.
Should we show Mabel now?
Yeah. I think she said she went shopping. Let's show it to her when it's perfect, huh?
They smile and nod, then return to hanging ornaments.
How about from now
on, our troubles? A gold-jeweled 8-pointed star sits perched on the highest point of the tree. Red ribbons cascade down its sides in diagonal stripes, with colorful ornaments studded among the branches at every level. Willa hangs the final ornament and steps back. Sage enters.
Oh, it's beautiful. I brought you something.
You did?
Sage gives Willa a small box.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, what is this?
Early Christmas present.
Willa opens the pastel snowflake.
You remembered. Oh, it's incredible. Thank you.
They hug.
Thank you.
Look at what you did.
No, this is what we did. And hats off to your aunt for letting us.
Hats off to you. She's been different since you came. And someone else has changed, too.
They eye Finn.
He's wonderful with Scout.
Finn and Scout play rock, paper, scissors.
You two seem pretty cozy. You still thinking about all that?
My head knows it's crazy, but I'm trying to do what I promised. You know, follow my heart, embrace my life, take a chance.
There you go.
Mabel.
I went a little crazy and bought all sorts of treats for all of you.
Mabel's jaw drops when she sees the tree.
Oh, just look at that. Now it looks like Christmas.
She frowns with a wrinkled chin. She turns to Willa.
Thank you.
Willa claps her hands and beams.
So the $100,000 was to pay for medical bills? Seriously?
She's a healthcare aide with a kid and a mountain of bills just struggling to get by. Dad gave her way out.
Or she's lying to you.
It was the son that told me.
Wait, sorry. So now you're bonding with her son?
Mom, just listen.
Look, I don't know what's going on there, but it sounds to me like she's got you turned around like she did Dad.
It's not what you think. Dad opened up to her.
He told her that he regretted so much what he had done to
us. And in his own mind, he thought at the time that he was helping Mom so she could get married so that there would be someone there for her.
Or she's on to you, and she knows exactly what to say to push your buttons.
His eyes close.
She's not like that, all right? And this was never about the money. Money which we don't need, by the way. Now, it's time to let all of this go.
He picks up the injunction papers.
I'm not sure under the injunction. I'm not going to pursue it, and neither should you.
So what, that's it? You're just gonna come back to Seattle for Christmas and forget about it?
He sits heavily.
I'm gonna stay here for Christmas. I'll see you at New Year's in Seattle. We'll raise a glass for Dad and think of the good times we did have with him. All right? You have a good Christmas. I'll call you.
Ben, you...
He hangs up, rolls up the injunction and stuffs it in a trash can. Evening at the inn. Willa paces the kitchen. Mabel slices into a chocolate Yule log cake.
Okay, you can stop. I've done enough.
But tomorrow's Christmas Eve. I want it all to be perfect for you.
You know you act like you like doing this?
I do. Is that completely crazy?
Yes. Now, come on. Come have some of this.
No, I really shouldn't.
Three different kinds of chocolate?
Okay, if you insist.
Mm-hmm. Willa straightens a pine candle decoration.
Oh, Willa.
It's a sickness, I know.
Yeah.
Willa sits.
Thank you. I don't know how you do this.
Oh, it's just an old family recipe.
I mean, running this place single-handedly, even before you broke your ankle. How do you do it alone?
Can I tell you a secret?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't break my ankle horseback riding.
No.
That's just what I've been saying. I did it walking down the stairs, holding laundry, while on the phone with a prospective guest.
So you know it's too much.
Yeah. I just didn't know what to do about it, or how to ask for help. Kim was right.
Okay. Can I be completely inappropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Ken likes you.
Oh, I know. I've known since high school.
Well, do you like him back?
I do.
Then what's the problem?
What if he uproots his life and then it doesn't work out? No. I'd rather just bury myself in so much work that I couldn't possibly be open to a relationship, and that way it won't happen and no one gets hurt. Or bury yourself in caring for your child. Scout's been very sick the last 2 years.
He's better now, but I think I've used it as an excuse
to not join the world.
And the truth is, I'm starting to feel that there is a bigger picture for me, and I just don't know how to get at it.
You know, maybe you're just looking at this the wrong way. You're not a nurse. You're a caretaker. I mean, just look what you've done around here. It's not a job to you. It's who you are. You're a caretaker.
Okay.
Okay. You want to have a cup of tea?
Sure.
Good.
The women chat animatedly.
This would be the one I brought.
Coming on, you don't let go of some of that control.
Find the perfect harmony.
Willa goes into her suite, where Scout sits on the bed reading.
Hey, buddy. Let me talk to you for a minute. What do you think if maybe I didn't look for another healthcare job?
What kind of job would you get?
Maybe something completely different. Maybe something not in Minneapolis. Do you think you would miss the city if that happened?
Could we move here?
Is that what you want?
If I could live at a place like this, I wouldn't miss Minneapolis at all.
Okay.
She kisses his forehead and gets up. Finn finds Ken in the hall.
Oh, hey, Ken.
Yeah?
You know how you told me about the book reading on Christmas Eve? Well, it looks like I'll be available now, so if there's still an opening.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
Great. Yeah.
Finn taps on Willa's door. She opens it.
Hi. I'll be downstairs in a bit.
Well, actually, I'm here for Scout.
What do you need Scout for?
Would you mind if we didn't tell you?
Where will you be?
We'll be in the craft room, but we'd really appreciate it if you didn't come in.
So many Christmas secrets. Okay, go ahead.
Scout runs downstairs.
How long will you have me?
Don't worry about it. I got this. You take some time for you. Do something that will make you happy.
Willa chuckles. Finn turns slowly and follows Scout. Downstairs, Finn and Scout sit at a table covered in drawings of the boy.
All right, so you wanted to put all these drawings together for your mom, right? So I did a few more, but you know what they need?
Captions?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't happen to know any good writers, would you?
Upstairs, Willa sits at the end of the bed, tapping her fingers. She looks down and sees the ice skates on the floor. She smiles. Scout shows Finn a page.
Scout loves his mom. Sure does. Perfect.
I was thinking about doing a back page that says Merry Christmas. What do you think?
I think...
A note slides under the door.
What?
Finn squints at the note, which says, "Gone skating." He and Scout nod at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Willa spins with arms out on the ice rink. Finn and Scout arrive.
Whoa.
I'm never going to get to the Olympics if I don't practice.
Tighten your skates.
We might as well learn how to skate if this is going to be our rink.
Your rink?
Mom's taking a job here at Bramble House.
No, I never said that.
Well, what about all those questions? Moving out of Minneapolis? Taking a new job? Come on, Mom.
Is he right?
Well, what if this is where I'm supposed to be? What if this is who I'm supposed to be? And what if anything is possible?
She grins and beckons to Scout.
Come on, hurry up!
Scout and Finn skate with her.
There we go.
You're doing so good.
Finn and Willa hold hands.
If I do stay, I think you're going to have to come back and give me more lessons. Because otherwise, I'll never keep up with that kid.
Well, then I guess I'll just have to stay. I'll keep up with him. Here we go. For you, I'm going for you.
Best week ever.
I thought that was for me.
Not yet. We didn't get to that
point. I didn't get that yet. Feel those ankles yet? You did great.
So proud of you.
They pause outside the inn. Finn's sister stands on the porch.
Molly.
What are you doing here?
Me? You're the one who's off on some sort of family adventure with the woman who stole from our father.
She didn't steal from us, I told you.
Well, I got here just in the nick of time, didn't I?
What? Okay, would you stop? What are you gonna do?
I'm going to do what you couldn't do. Confront her.
Okay, please. Nick, just stop. Listen. I have feelings for this person. No, okay, I know. But please, really, I think that I could... Okay, what if you're wrong, huh?
Well, then why don't we just tell her the truth? And see what she says.
What, that I came here to find out if she stole from us, that I've been lying to her? She trusts me now. She's opened up to me. I've opened up to her, and...
Except for the fact, Finn, that you've been lying about who you are this whole time. Look, we have a week, and then we will never be able to contest this again. If you let this go, you will regret it.
Finn turns away, then glares at Molly.
Okay, fine, but just let me do it in my own way, on my own time, all right? And then we will both get our answers.
What are we buying?
Well, we made so many new friends this week, I didn't even think to pack gifts. So something for Mabel and Sage and Savannah and Finn.
And Ken.
What? We're gonna get something for Santa?
I bet no one else thinks of that.
I think you're right.
So which one should we work on first?
Finn's.
Okay, then let's do Mabel's.
And then Ken's and Sage's.
And then Ken's and
Sage's.
Hey
there. I didn't see it back at Bramble House.
Well, I figured you would be busy with your sister.
Oh, yeah, she's just resting back in her room.
I thought you were going to Seattle to see her for Christmas.
Well, I was, and then there's just a little change in plans.
Because you wanted to stay here with us longer? There is a display I wanted to go look at in the store. Can I see it?
Sure. Okay.
Scout dashes to a store window.
Hey, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I just really enjoyed our time together, Willa.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't want it to end. I mean, if you felt the same way too.
I do. And I don't really know what that would look like or... How that would work.
But you would want to, if we could make, you know, I can work from anywhere. Not that I'm, later, can we meet up in the library?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a poster with Ken on it in the store window.
No.
Really? What are you two?
We should get back and get ready.
Ready for what? I don't know.
Oh, all right. I won't ask any questions.
Yep. Move along.
Bramble House at night. Finn straightens his sweater in a mirror.
Come in.
Molly enters.
Well?
I started the ball rolling.
What does that mean? Wow, you didn't say anything. Finn!
I'm gonna tell her just after this thing tonight, okay? Just let me get through this before she hates me and never wants to speak to me again.
Molly frowns.
Why don't you come with me? Meet Willa, talk to her, talk to Scout. I think you'll see what I see.
Molly scowls at the trash can.
You threw the papers out? You better tell her. Tonight. Because if you don't, I will.
Molly stomps out. Finn turns back to the mirror, frowning. Ken reads to children in the chocolate shop.
Did you know this book, The Night Before Christmas, was a gift from the writer to his daughter? After we read the poem, we'll celebrate the holiday with homemade Christmas cooking.
And there's one more extra special treat. We have with us tonight the illustrator from the Everyday Sam books, Mr. Finn Knightley. Yes.
Shall we get started? 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Finn stands in front of the kids.
So I think what Everyday Sam shows us is that any kid can be a hero in their own life. And right here in Bramble, I met a hero of my own. And his name is Scout Fairchild. Scout, can you stand up, please?
Scout stands, beaming.
Scout here has a very special gift that he would like to share with us tonight. And it is his very first book.
I had a great time in Bramble this week because my mom brought me here. So, Merry Christmas, Mom. You're the best.
Willa stands and joins them.
What is this?
Scout hands her the book. She opens the pages and sees drawings of Scout in text. Scout loves chocolate. Scout loves skating. Scout loves his mom. Her face crumples with emotion. She kneels and hugs her son tightly.
Best Christmas ever.
She kisses his cheek. She hugs Finn.
Thank you.
Molly spots them across the room and frowns. Finn hesitates. Scout takes a cookie from Santa.
Here you go.
Get your milk.
There you are. We make a good team.
We do.
Mabel stands with Ken.
Maybe I could help you clean up.
Maybe I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Maybe I should have said that a long time ago.
Never.
The end.
And afterwards, all these kids came up to me to see Finn's drawings. Can you believe it?
I saw that. It was an incredible gift. And now it is time to go straight to bed.
It's Christmas Eve. Can I open one present?
No, because you had a big night and because Santa still has to come.
Real Santa?
Real Santa.
Molly steps into the hall. Scout goes to the room.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, go get your toothbrush.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. We didn't get to officially meet earlier, and your brother has been so kind to me and my son. I'm Willa Fairchild.
I know who you are. My full name is Molly Conrad. And Finn's full name is Gregory Finnegan Conrad Jr. Knightley's just his professional name. We're both great Conrad's children.
Willa's eyes widen.
So you're Molly. And Finn is Greg Jr.?
Molly nods.
Well, why wouldn't he tell me that?
Because he wanted to find out the truth about what you did to our father.
What I did to him?
Conning him into leaving you $100,000.
You think I conned him? Finn thinks I conned him?
He had a lawyer draw up an injunction to file against you.
Willa sees the document.
No, Finn wouldn't...
Molly, stop. Willa.
Did you do this?
No, Molly...
You thought I stole from you? So you came here to what? To get close to me and then...
No. I told Molly that you didn't do anything wrong. I understand that now.
Now? So it's true. You came here to expose me as a fraud, as a fake.
No. Okay, it started like that, but after...
It started like that.
She steps closer to him.
What about Scout? You would do this to a 9-year-old?
Of course not. Look, let me
explain...
You
know what? I am sorry to disappoint you both, but I am not interested in your money. Okay, you can keep it. If you want to know what I did, I listened to him. Everything that he did, from staying away after he left your mother to keeping the ornaments that you made for him, he did because he loved you. And maybe he made a mistake, but he loved you both so much. And that's the truth. Excuse me.
Wait.
Goodbye, Finn.
She pushes past them and goes into her room.
So congratulations, you got what you wanted.
Finn
stomps out. Molly raises her hands. Willa sits on the edge of her bed with hands clasped. Downstairs, Mabel arranges ornaments on the tree. Lilith comes in.
There she is. Willa, Mabel. No, me first. I just want to be clear. I really do want you to come and work with me here. I admit that I just can't do this by myself, and you're exactly the... Oh, no. I take it all back if it's going to make you cry.
No, that's not what's making me cry.
Well, then what is?
It's how badly I want to say yes to your offer. And how sad I am to tell you that Scout and I are leaving.
Right now. Tonight.
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Willa sighs as she closes the trunk of her car. Scout sits in the backseat with his face in shadow. Willa and Scout sniff back tears. She starts the car and pulls away from Bramble House. Inside, Molly approaches Mabel.
Oh, hi there. What can I do for you?
My father lived here for a short while.
Your father?
Greg Conrad.
We used to play together. He spent Christmases here. In fact, don't go away. 1 minute.
Mabel hobbles over to a framed photo of a boy on the wall and hands it to Molly.
There he is. Greg Conrad, that is just unbelievable. Whatever happened to him? Any chance he's going to be coming here to meet with you and Finn?
No. He passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Thank you.
Molly holds the photo.
You just never picture your parent being a kid at Christmas.
Is that why you came here?
I came, I think Finn and I came.
Her face wrenches.
I'm sorry. Can I borrow this, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can do?
I need to find Willa.
Yeah.
Finn packs his bag. Molly enters with the photo.
I can't believe that's Dad. He looks so happy.
Yeah, that's why he wanted Willa to come here. He wanted to give her and her son a Christmas memory like he had. And that's why he saved those ornaments. Because that was his last Christmas with us, too.
I was just so mad at everything I thought I had lost. You know, Willa and Scout, they brought Dad back to me.
After you left, I got so angry. But it is not their fault.
No, it's no one's fault.
Finn, Willa and Scout left for the airport.
I don't understand. Why did we have to leave?
I told you already, Scout. It didn't work out at Bramble House.
But it's Christmas. We didn't even get to say goodbye.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm really sorry.
Mom, please stop. I want to see the tree one last time.
Okay. Just for a few minutes.
Willa stops the car next to the town square. Molly and Finn drive. Finn.
So what's your plan?
I'm gonna stop her plane. That's my plan. Oh, wait, hold on. Pull over.
What?
Pull over, please.
What?
Just stop. That's them, by the tree.
They stop their car.
These are beautiful memories of this place. And that's what Mr. Conrad wanted from us.
Finn gets out.
Hey!
Mom, Finn!
He runs to them.
Please, just hear me out.
Finn.
I'm begging you.
Molly joins them.
Look, Willa, I made a terrible mistake. So please, don't blame him for what I did. You hear him out?
Willa looks at Scout. Molly holds out her hand to him.
Hi. My name's Molly. I'm Finn's older sister.
Will you show me the Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Molly leads Scout to a twinkling tree. Finn faces Willa.
I did everything wrong. I should have told you the truth from the beginning. But you have to believe me. The only lie I really told you was why I came to Bramwell. Everything else, this was real.
I trusted you.
I know.
I hadn't done that with anyone.
I was just so blinded by what had happened, and I couldn't see through it, but you opened my eyes, and if nothing comes from this, I will always be grateful to you for that. Hey, but Willa, let me make it up to you. Let me make this the best Christmas for you ever, for you and Scout, and the best New Year's, and the best Valentine's Day, and the best Arbor Day, National Ice Cream Day, if that's a thing, because just any day that you will let me make special for you.
She smiles, blinking back tears.
Stay in Bramwell. It's where you belong. You told me that my dad gave you a second chance. All I'm asking is that you give me one too.
She swallows.
Okay.
Okay?
She nods flutteringly. He grips her cheeks and kisses her, then they move in for a passionate kiss. She strokes his cheek and puts her arms around him. Scout and Molly look on.
No. Hey. Hi there.
Hey, buddy. What do you think about staying at Bramble? The three of us.
Really?
Oh, Scout. Thanks, Malls, for making my Christmas wish come true. What? It's true.
Well, that's what Christmas is all about. To remind you that wishes can come true.
That's right.
Let's go see the tree.
Okay.
They all walk to the trees arm in arm. Daytime at Bramble House. Mabel stands with Ken by the fireplace. Everyone holds mugs.
Christmas magic is a tradition here at Bramble House, but this year happens to be even more special.
I bet you say that every year.
Yes, I do. But this time I mean it, because I found love. And a new business partner.
And new friends.
Absolutely. So here's to an unforgettable Christmas. And a joyous new year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can we open presents now?
Yes.
It's Christmas time.
Oh, there they go.
Scout and Savannah dash to open presents under the tree. The adults smile and lounge with their mugs of cocoa. On the wall, the framed photo of the boy Joseph Conrad hangs. Text, the end. Merry